I want to urge folks, however you feel today, don't feel resigned. Feel resolved. Feel resolved to fight and to organize and, importantly, to vote.
Part of what Mayor Lightfoot said in her comments after the Supreme Court decision today, I know we must be, on to doing something right on the program today, because so far we haven't done anything and we're already getting complaints. So some people are mad that we're going to talk about both sides of this issue today.
Did you see that latest text with you walking on a tightrope?
I did see that.
That is the best picture ever.
Show's almost over, Dean. 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Holy smokes. I thought we were just talking about Elvis today.
Do you need some ibuprofen?
Somebody sent it's a little animated thing that just says Dean on it, and it's a guy walking on a tightrope between two cliffs.
Awesome.
That's me today. Yeah. But I like that people are mad, and we haven't even done anything yet. And they're mad that we're going to be fair. So here we go.
You won't be fair enough, whatever you do.
Let's get into the fairness. Keep that ibuprofen somewhere close.
I got it for you.
We've got Bridget Leahy joining us up first on the program today, Vice President of Public Policy, Planned Parenthood of Illinois. Bridget, thank you so much for joining us today. Initial reaction to the decision from the Supreme Court?
Well, obviously, I'm not surprised, since we got a highlight when the decision was leaked back in early May, but I am still shocked and appalled and outraged that never in my lifetime has the Supreme Court taken away people's rights, and now they've done it today. They have disregarded almost 50 years of precedent in Roe v. Wade, removed the right to privacy, which so many other rights are connected, and they are running counter to what the country wants. I know just a moment ago you were talking about both sides and being fair, but let's remember that 70 to 80% of people, depending on what question you ask, they support Roe. They do not want abortion to be illegal. And yet today we know that in 26 states, in very short order, the right to access abortion will become illegal and people will not have access to the care they need. That's more than half of the people in this country that have had their rights stripped away. It's unconscionable, it's unfair, and it is outrageous.
I understand. And, maybe there's just going to be no pleasing anybody here today, because I do intend on hearing all sides of this. Obviously, you know, some people feel one way and some people feel another. But we're gonna try to express all sides of this. Tell me this, as somebody with Planned Parenthood, what's next for somebody? You know, we brought up the question at the beginning of the show. What if somebody had a procedure that was planned? Now what? What's next for them?
Well, unfortunately, in some states that had pre-existing trigger laws, abortion became illegal immediately. One of those states is Kentucky. So there may very well have been patients with appointments today that had to be canceled. And now those people are scrambling to get care somewhere else. I want to reassure the listeners in the Chicago area and in the state of Illinois that abortion is still legal in Illinois, and it's going to remain legal because we have a state law, the Reproductive Health Act, that says reproductive health care is a fundamental right. So if you live in Illinois, you have an appointment in Illinois, you can keep your appointment.
What about the state of Wisconsin? I've been seeing stories popping up where people who had abortions planned for the state of Wisconsin, that those services have instantly been suspended. Is that correct?
Yes, and we are working very closely with our sister affiliates in all of the states around us. Every single state bordering Illinois is going to cut off access. Some, like Wisconsin, Missouri, it's immediate. We are talking with our fellow Planned Parenthood staff in those states, and coordinating to try to get these folks to Illinois. It's going to be a challenge for some of these patients, and unfortunately there may be some people who are not going to be able to travel, but we're going to do our best. So we have a health center in Waukegan, which is very close to the Wisconsin border, and we have been planning to start welcoming Wisconsin patients. Same thing for Indiana patients. The Indiana legislature, or the governor, has said he wants to call a special session to ban abortion there. We have a health center in Flossmoor, Illinois, very close to the Indiana border, and we are ready to welcome patients, and we will coordinate with your local Planned Parenthood to do that. There is a website called abortionfinder.org that anyone in the country can go on and find a vetted provider, find out how far away they are from you, find out what the law is in that state, and you can then work with the providers to get the resources and figure out how you're going to get there.
Is there counseling, Bridget, for women who are, you know, we're considering an abortion, that we're considering services, and now everything has stopped down? Is Planned Parenthood helping them through this difficult period just with, psychological counseling?
Yes. Yes. Planned Parenthood health centers have trained counselors. In fact, at Planned Parenthood of Illinois, we have licensed clinical social workers, and we regularly meet with patients to talk to them about a number of issues. Every abortion patient is offered counseling, and in these particular times, I know that they are really going to need a lot more emotional support, as well as logistical and practical support, and we are going to try to provide that for every single patient.
I appreciate you joining us today, Bridget Leahy, Vice President, Public Policy, Planned Parenthood of Illinois.
WGN, Chicago's Hill.